Independents and returning MPs dominate the lineup for the new Parliament in Solomon Islands, with the results all in after last week's general election. Nearly three quarters of MPs have retained their seats, including the Prime Minister of the past 2 years, Rick Hull. Our reporter Karoi Hawkins, who's just back from Honiara, joins me now. Karoi, so more of the same? Is that how things have panned out?
Yes, yeah, so the 50-seat parliament, only 14 new MPs. That's more than 70% of the old guard that have returned, which is kind of out of character for Solomon Islands elections. It's only the last two parliaments that you've seen that big number of returns of MPs. There's only two women in this parliament, which is still more than in many previous elections, but both the women are incumbent MPs that are coming back into parliament. So we've got Lanelle Tanangada and Frida Soraya Kumua, who were in the last parliament. And I think there was a lot of talk of change on the streets when I was there, and it hasn't panned out. And there's been questions about how much these rural constituency development funds play a part, these incumbent MPs with lots of money to throw around coming into the campaigning, how much that has had an effect on changing Solomon Islands in terms of the number of MPs that return, because it's only in the last two parliaments that has said that it's been more than 70% return.
In the lead up to this election, there was a lot of talk about, a lot of focus on parties. It seemed to be more than in previous elections. What about that political party scene? Is it very fragmented now with this new parliament?
Yeah, I got there while campaigning was just sort of wrapping up, and there was a lot of emphasis on that. There were party colours, there was people campaigning under party symbols, but again, just looking at the results, 21 of the 50 independents that have made it into power, and even the two largest parties that have made it through, of eight parties that made it through, have only eight MPs each. So it shows that political parties still aren't a big thing in Solomons, and it's often common as well. Even people within parties will end up on opposing sides in government. So you'll have people from the same party in opposition and in government.
You were in Honiara on election day. How did it all go down?
It was really peaceful. There was massive police awareness in the lead up to it. They had Australian and New Zealand logistical support. It was quite a well-oiled affair. One election observer I spoke to said it was like two different days. It was like night and day. Election day was well-run, oiled machine. And then when it came to counting, it was like two different teams turned up, and counting was slow and took ages, and so it seems they were really, really psyched for election day. They prepped really well, and it turned out really peaceful, and so they've been patting themselves on the back and congratulating everyone, but now that the results are in, they're hoping they can keep that peace going forward, because as I said, there were a lot of people talking about wanting change, and that's not what we've seen here in terms of the results.
So what next? Now that the results are in, will we see a new coalition government formed anytime soon?
So it could take anything from a couple of days to stretch out to months. With the massive number of independents, these parties are going to try and pull in affiliate members, so they call them, people that are loosely aligned to their party principles. They're going to try and form blocks. Traditionally, they'll form camps in different hotels in the town, and then the lobbying or buying of MPs will start, which is where they try and lure MPs across, maybe with ministerial portfolios, but also promises of junketeering and hard cash, as well as the allegations that we see. So that process will go on for a while, and once they sort of have an idea of who they are, we'll start seeing big group photos in the papers with big headlines, "Is this the next government?" for a few weeks, and then the vote, the secret ballot for the election of the Prime Minister will really tell us that they're getting close to who will rule the Solomon Islands for the next 4 years. In terms of prime ministerial candidates, we've got Rick Hull is back. He was prime minister for the last 2 years. Manase Songovare was the prime minister before him. We've also got Junior Pitekeni Loria. He seems to be a people's choice here, so probably a wise government might try and go with him for their political candidate. But there's also some talk of maybe standing one of the women candidates as a far sort of an option. So it'll be interesting to see how things pan out and which political parties can leverage the most support.
Caroy Hawkins.